Now we're going to continue the conversation about Crown Heights with two community leaders. Richard Green is the founder of the Crown Heights Youth Collective, and Yossi Stern is the leader of the Shmira, a Jewish Orthodox neighborhood patrol in Crown Heights. Gentlemen, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Peace.
So, Yossi, let me start with you. We were just hearing from Robert George, who's an editor at the New York Post, and he mentioned your group, the Shmira, which is involved in this in the sense that some people, including some people in the police department, think that one of your members might have been involved in one of the attacks. How are you going about talking to your members, and do you believe one of your members was involved in the attack on the son of the police officer?
The first thing is that I don't know for a fact who was involved in this attack. Secondly, I do know that there is a person of interest that they do want to talk to, and he is a member of our patrol. He's also a member of the NYPD auxiliary force, and we all know who he is. He's a nice kid lives in the neighborhood. If, in fact, he was involved in this situation, then he should be punished if there was a crime committed. The Crown Heights Shmira clearly does not condone violence of any sort to anyone. We are only the eyes and ears for the police. We act as a passive patrol, and we've been doing so for 40 years. We have hundreds of members that volunteer in patrolling the streets or responding to our hotline to all sorts of domestic situations and emergencies. We assist with the police in many situations. And proof that we work within the confines of the law is that there are no statistics of Shmira being arrested every day for getting into all sorts of activity that might be breaking the law. We don't do that. And the police don't have can tell you that, no, they don't arrest Shmira members. And we're out in the streets in the midst of trouble every day of the week. And we've been doing that for 40 years. Here is one incident. It's an ugly incident where a Jew is being charged for hitting a black boy. And that has to be addressed, not in the media. It should be addressed in the courts of New York. And each side should have their day in court and resolve the issue. And whoever committed a crime, whether it's a black boy or whether it's a Jewish boy, that person must be punished, clearly.
Richard, you know, that sounds like great advice. Everyone must be punished if they commit a crime. How are things actually playing out in Crown Heights, in your opinion?
Well, I think things in Crown Heights are playing itself out accordingly, to the sense that we are always looking to continue to keep it established, lawful, and peaceful community. And I think that's the currency that we all sort of go after. Now, there's a willingness on the part of the community now to get this thing out in the open, have emotions dealt with, and then move on to better things that we want to do. As far as we're concerned, two things. I understood that the one said there has not been an arrest. There was an arrest in the case of the young man, Alon Sherman, who was assaulted allegedly by two young men. They have been arrested. That was sometime last week. Now, the other incident in which the alleged member of Shmira was being talked about, that incident, there was a big article in the newspaper that stated clearly that the culture does not allow for a member of the community be turned over to the authorities accordingly. Now, Yossi and I go back for a while, and Yossi can maybe clarify that for your listeners, that this has been the sense that, and I think Aaron Charles's mother and father and the other members of our community have a deep concern for that, because of the fact that there was a serious crime committed, serious enough that the Brooklyn District Attorney Charles Hines impaneled a grand jury to hear testimony regarding this incident.
And let me just say that the district attorney also told Jewish Week, you can't have a group, whether it's the Bloods, Crips, or Shmira, acting like vigilantes. Yossi, how do you react to that kind of comparison?
I think it is shocking and appalling for a very wise man such as the district attorney of Brooklyn, who many look up to and respect, to align an organization that has been around for 40 years with its entire mission is to help the community. As everyone in the community knows, the black community and the Jewish community, to align that with a criminal enterprise such as the Bloods and the Crips, It is unfortunate that he made that statement. I know he did make a retraction subsequent to that statement, but it's not enough. And we hope that he would correct himself and ensure that if he is given information that is verified and not just come out and mudsling an organization that's been doing so much good work. I just want to say we have received awards and recognition from the state attorney general, local politicians, and many financial institutions for our work over the years. It's ridiculous to think to align the Shmira organization with a gang that commits its interest is to commit violence.
Yossi, but you know, and I go back long enough to know Shmira's works in the community, and going back to many years. But at the same time, it's evident right now that there's a need on the part of the community to be able to sit down in faith and attempt to revamp the way that the Shmira group and the other group, Shorim, look at our community, because the existing sense in our community, and I'll be very blunt about it, is that it's a group that primarily focused on young black and brown males.
Now, gentlemen, I'm sorry, I have to jump in, but you guys are going to stick around with us. I want to thank you very much. We're talking about Crown Heights with Yossi Stern and Richard Green. Just ahead, we've got more on that. This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We're continuing our conversation about tensions in Crown Heights with Richard Green, the founder of the Crown Heights Youth Collective, and Yossi Stern. He is the leader of the Shmira, a Jewish Orthodox neighborhood patrol in Crown Heights. Now, where we broke off, Richard, you were making a point that it sounds like you think Shmira has been targeting black and brown kids.
Well, I'm saying that to say that this is the general sentiment in the community, and I'm talking about even parents have brought that to my attention on even the younger children. And I think it's something that, as I said earlier, I know Yossi's works, and I respect him. And I think that now is a good time for us to look at this and try to figure out a way that we could sort of redo that image and have some sort of way. I've recommended that we join in a community watch. I would prefer the word watch as opposed to a community patrol. And use that watch group to maybe at some time do some combined action groups where we could look at with each other and see how we could get that perception out of the minds of the community at large. And if that can happen, then out of this tragedy, we could see something good coming out in terms of us being able to go on from this day forth and make something good happen in this community of ours that we both love and live in.
Yossi, how could you make that happen? How could you conceive of a partnership with other groups that would be beneficial to everyone?
First, I want to say is that I also acknowledge, I know Richard for a long time. He's done great work and made unbelievable strides in the community. And everyone in the Jewish community and the black community definitely supports and respects Richard for all of his work. I just want to bring up three things. Number one, I'm a very big advocate for a joint patrol. I strongly believe that members of a community who will patrol a community should have the makeup within the organization that is representative of the community it is watching. I am all for a joint patrol between the black community and the Jewish community. When I became director in 99, it was one of the first initiatives I attempted to establish, and I had a lot of obstacles from leadership who were not ready for it, and people thought they would be uncomfortable. But I have made several attempts over the years, and sometimes it worked out for a little bit, and then it would fall apart. I am definitely all for a joint patrol. I'm putting down an open offer. Anytime the community leaders, Richard, or the politicians want to get together, I know Senator Eric Adams has called us and wants to initiate a joint patrol, and we will definitely look into it and make it happen. I am the first advocate for that. Number two, I want to say is that it's very important with all that's happening in Crown Heights to really understand the problem at hand. Number one, this is the way I personally see it. The black community, the homeowners, the businessmen, the parents, the working class in the black community and in the Jewish community do not have a problem. We all live harmoniously together. Where there is no fighting, there is no cursing on the streets or any of that nature. The problem is twofold. Number one, it's youth on the street, whether it's gangs or Jewish, boys who fight with each other, whether because they are boys or whether they're part of a gang or they're into violence, whatever it is. That's what it is. It's not the families. It's not the thousands of people that live at home. And the articles and all the hysteria going on about this should not turn it into a whole racial divide that the Crown Heights is up in flames again. God
forbid.
Well,
that's what I'm saying, Yossi, that we need to do things like I talk about a mutual exchange where these young men begin to look at business, look at entrepreneurship programs. We look at an empty lot on the corner of Albany Avenue, get a community garden there, where we could also use that for information and knowledge for the general community. And then the other factor in it, I always say, as an old commander used to say, in Crown Heights, there's blacks, blues, and Jews. We have to also figure out a way to sit down and incorporate the police department, which the 77th and the 71st precinct, where we can begin to work as a tandem, as a team with them, and not as a sort of an opposing group of people.
The second thing I want to say is understanding the problem on the street is the complaint by the Jewish community and by the black community to the police or to the DA that they're not doing enough. Everyone is very fortunate that DA is putting his foot down and is aggressively pursuing the Charles incident, which is an unfortunate incident. What the Jewish community wants to know, and I have in front of me 32 documented cases from May 17th, 08 to February 6th, 06 that we have, and I have a lot more, but I have in front of me just 32, of physical violent assaults from black young men on Jewish young men.
Yossi, but be very clear. You're talking about criminal, you're thinking about criminal activity that takes place in all communities. You're not talking about, we want to be clear that it's not necessarily bias attacks, and I don't want to be very, very...
Gentlemen, let me interrupt, gentlemen. We are running out of time, and I just want to, as we do, I want to leave on a note of what steps go on from here. Both of you have talked about the idea of whether they're joint patrols or ways of communicating better, and this is going to have to be quick. Richard, what specifically would you like to see?
I'd like to see some mutual exchange programs going between the two communities, us having to sit down and just rediscover what we did back in 1991 that brought us to this day right now. And I think we could reach that aim and that end by just sitting down and having some good dialogue.
Yossi?
I'll add to that and agree with Richard, and I want to just say that in any community, when people are not informed, they become misinformed, and I invite anyone in the black community to contact. You can contact me. My number is 917-709-1404. We can set up a meeting, and we can introduce the other communities into the Crown Heights Patrol and learn how we operate, look what we do, and we're not out targeting any specific race or color or any particular people. We're simply out there to protect the streets of Crown Heights from any element of crime. And Richard, I would invite you to call me. I'll call you. I know Eric Adams wants to work with us on this. And if you're willing to build a coalition, I'll be a part of it. You'll be a part of it. And we could actually take the first step to make a change and make our community happier and safer.
Well, I think the city mothers and fathers and the state and feds should step in now and let's make that a reality.
Richard, before we let you go, I actually meant to ask about this earlier, but some of the work that you have done with the Youth Collective is trying to address the underlying issues of poverty and, you know, basically lack of a pathway to success. Just very quickly, tell me what you're trying to do with that.
Well, this is our 31st year of working out here with these young people in Brooklyn Central, just sort of developing themselves to the point where we're like the middle relief pitchers. We just want to get them to the ninth inning where they can get out there and go for themselves. And that's what we've been doing. We've done a lot of economics. We've done a lot of education. In fact, I just left off doing some things with one of the middle schools. We do things all over this community to just try to give. And it goes well for the Jewish community also. I've had young Jewish young people coming into my center and offering services to them.
I actually sent over a couple of my tenants to you.
Yes. They do come.
Yeah. To look for guidance and a path to success. So,
by the way, are you the writer of a book? I know your name.
You probably, yes. I've written a few books.
Don't believe the hype.
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow. Good to hear from you again.
Well, thank you.
I have a copy that we use it a lot. I use a lot of it when I speak to young people in the schools.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, on that note, I do appreciate it, and I want to say, Yossi and Richard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All the best, Yossi.
Yossi Stern is the leader of the Shmira, a Jewish Orthodox neighborhood patrol group in Crown Heights, and Richard Green is the founder of the Crown Heights Youth Collective.